Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. First and foremost, I would like to apologize in advance for the duration of this episode. If you hear any street noises or any noises at all, they have literally been jackhammering the road for 3 months and ripping up what seems like every road in New York City. So it's just constant. It's always, at this point, there's nothing I can do. I keep trying to put things off until they stop jackhammering, but they simply haven't stopped doing that in 3 months. So my apologies. I do live in the city and I record from my apartment. So my windows are thick, but when the noise is that loud, there's only so much they can do. Hopefully it won't be a problem, but it just bothers me and I'm so nitpicky. And when I'm editing, my ears are so hypersensitive to every noise because it bothers me if everything isn't perfect. You know how I am. Anyway, hello everyone. How are we all doing? First episode of November, y'all. I love November. October, November, and December are my favorite months of the year by far. The only gripe that I have with all of this is that daylight savings is a fucking crime. Daylight savings should be outlawed in all 50 states. I know not all 50 states even do daylight savings, and not everywhere in the world does it. But here in New York, we had daylight savings this weekend, and it's just, when the sun starts setting at 4 p.m., that's just not, it's not right. It's not okay. It's rough. I'm scared. I'm trying super hard to like keep the vibes up so that I can avoid seasonal depression creeping in, because this is around the time when that starts to happen. It starts to happen when it gets dark so damn early, and it I'm trying to see the positives though. I'm trying to take advantage of it getting dark early and start my night routine earlier and hopefully get into bed earlier and just, you know, allow myself to have more time at night to chill out, read my book, because it's already dark out, so there's like nothing else that I really feel like doing anyway. So I'm trying to see the positives, but it's still rough. So for those of you who are prone to seasonal depression, when it starts getting dark at this time and when it's cold and all of that, I feel you. We're gonna be okay. We've survived it all the other years. We're gonna survive it this year. I'm trying to come up with creative ways to avoid it, and when I feel it sinking in, to shift my focus. So as the weeks go on, if I feel it getting deeper and deeper, I will chat with y'all more about how I am dealing with that. But I haven't been hit with seasonal depression yet because it's literally the first week of November and I'm actually on a high right now because I'm just so excited about the holiday season. The holiday season for me starts November 1st. And when I say the holiday season, I'm not ignoring Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving dinner is one of my favorite meals of the entire year. I love the fall vibes of all of it. And I'm not ignoring Thanksgiving, okay? I know that when people get excited for the holidays on November 1st, everyone's like, oh my God, but what about Thanksgiving? No, Thanksgiving for me is included in the holidays. I have just fully immersed myself in the holiday cheer and the holiday spirit in the last week. Since it hit November 1st, I have completely turned a new leaf and I'm so excited for the holiday season. Best time of the year. Best time ever. So that's the vibe I'm on right now. If you can't tell, I have a lot of energy, and y'all, I think I've cracked a code, and it's embarrassing that I'm even saying this and acting like this is, it's not a new thing. I'm late. I can't believe truly that I haven't figured this out before the last like week, but I've made a discovery. Oh my gosh, you guys are gonna be like, seriously, bitch. I have come on here and I've said for ages and ages that because of how much coffee I drink on a regular basis, that it doesn't really have the energy giving effect on me. It just doesn't really give, you know, coffee typically should make you jazzed up and energized and bouncing off the walls and all that. And I've always said that that just doesn't happen for me. It doesn't do that for me. And I've discovered why that is. And it is not because I drink multiple a day. That may have a little bit of a factor, but guys, and again, you're gonna be like, are you fucking dumb? Maybe. I realized that the reason coffee hasn't been affecting me or giving me any type of energy in the last like literally 4 years is because I make a coffee in the morning and I babysit the fuck out of it. And I take hours to drink it because I like to enjoy my coffees, you know what I mean? Which isn't a bad thing. But I've realized the energy part comes from chugging the first coffee in 3 minutes or less. And then I have to make another one. This is not advice, by the way. I am not encouraging a caffeine addiction. This is just what I've realized is giving me actual energy is chugging my first coffee in 3 minutes or less and then just making my second one, and then I can babysit that one. But I need that initial jolt. I need that initial, like, slurp that shit down quick to get me jazzed up, to light a fire in me, to be excited about doing stuff and just have energy for the day. This is a new discovery for me, which is fucking crazy because I've been drinking coffee for a long time. Fun fact, I actually didn't even like coffee until college. I never drank coffee in high school. It wasn't really that common. I feel like none of my friends did. And also, I don't know, like, I only was around the coffee we had at home, and we had like a Keurig and my mom would make hot coffee, but I am an iced coffee person, so I didn't really like the hot coffee much. I don't know. I never drank coffee in high school. I didn't really like it. And I started drinking coffee in college because I saw everybody else drinking coffee and I was like, there's got to be something to this. Maybe it's just part of the vibe of college. So I started getting coffees. I would get Dunkin' almost every single day in college for the vibes, but then I ended up loving it. So that all started in college, fun fact. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I've discovered. So that's what I did this morning and I'm feeling fucking great. Like, what a shock. What a crazy discovery. I know that no one has ever discovered this before, and this is brand new information. I'm being sarcastic. If you couldn't tell, I hope you could tell. But I made that. This is the fucking beauty, y'all, of having a coffee machine. I will scream this from the rooftops. Having a coffee machine has saved me thousands of dollars. Thousands over the last 3 years that I've had this coffee machine. I'm not even joking. I've done the math. On average, an iced latte in New York with the things that I like oat milk or even almond milk, any non-dairy milk will add more. And then if you get like any syrup, it adds more. And I always get a large for obvious reasons. It ends up coming to like $7 to $8 per drink. That every day. And I drink multiple a day. That's so fucking expensive. And I'm just so happy that I purchased this coffee machine when I was still living at home, because it has saved me thousands and thousands of dollars over the years. It's crazy. And I love my coffees I make in the morning. It's what gets me out of bed and I get really excited for it. I have the Breville Barista Express. It's fucking expensive, okay? For a coffee machine, it's really expensive. But it's not just a coffee machine, it's an espresso machine. I love espresso, like I like lattes, so I like to put espresso shots in my coffees. If you just like regular coffee, Keurig is perfect, but I needed an extra step. And this one has a grinder thingy, so I buy whole beans and I grind them myself. They're so fresh and so good, and I can make as many as I want a day. And I've already paid for the machine 3 years ago. I'm telling you, it was an investment in my future because it has saved me so much money. And has also brought me joy. So anyway, how did we get here? My point, I made my first coffee this morning, drank it immediately, and now I'm on my second. Just my typical at-home iced coffee. I talked about this last episode, I believe, that I've been brewing my espresso shots over like my cinnamon, my sugar-free vanilla syrup, and my brown sugar. Funny that I use a sugar-free vanilla syrup and then add brown sugar, but balance, I guess. And then I add my almond milk and my ice, and I love it. So I'm on my second right now. I'm feeling really energized and great. That's what's Hannah drinking today. I didn't even introduce it, but you guys know the drill at this point. I talk about what I'm drinking, and it's always coffee. So is this the most redundant intro prompt ever? Yeah. Yeah, it is for me. Maybe I'll switch it up sometime and get something else or drink something else in the morning, but actually maybe not ever. So that's what I'm drinking. Let's continue on with my little intro segment and discuss one thing I'm excited for this week. I am trying out a new workout class this week, actually. I'm really excited about that. I'm going to go to New York Pilates. Obviously it's a Pilates studio in New York. I know people have gone before, and it's Reformer Pilates. I really enjoy Pilates, but if y'all remember, I was on my solid core grind for a while, like several months. I did over 50 solid core classes, and solid core is not Pilates. It's done on a reformer, but it's very intense, like strength training sort of thing. And I think I stopped enjoying, spoiler alert, I stopped going to solid core. It's not because anything was wrong with solid core, but it was so hard that I would dread it. I would get anxiety about it, and I wouldn't enjoy it. And I want to find a workout that I enjoy. That's obviously challenging because exercising is challenging inherently, but I don't want to dread exercising. I want to have fun too. So I'm trying to figure out how I can do that, where I can do that. So I'm trying out this new Pilates studio. I think that I will be all right because I have the solid core experience and the experience doing exercises and stuff on a reformer. So I've already got that under my belt. I'm just really excited to see what the workout consists of, like what the vibes are at this studio. I've never been. So my friend and I are going to go together, and I'm really excited. And I'm glad that it was actually her idea. And I'm glad that she asked me if I wanted to go, because I kind of need somebody, like a buddy, to make me want to go and get me excited. I'm literally, the class is at 8 something in the morning, which if I'm going to get up and do that, I need an accountability buddy. So that'll be fun. And then I think after that, we're just going to go sit at a coffee shop, get some coffee, food, like breakfast, and do some work, which I'm really excited about. So I think that's going to be such a nice morning. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to trying this new workout studio, seeing if I like it. And then one thing I'm grateful for right now, this is always the question that stumps me, not because I don't have an endless amount of things to be grateful for that I could talk about, but I just don't want to repeat the same thing every week. And I'm trying to remember what I've said, because I could say the same like 5 things every time. I think right now I'm grateful for this recent burst of inspiration that I've gotten for just creating. And I feel like I was in such a period of confusion, and honestly, I still am. I posted a video on YouTube talking about this past Sunday, just about how confused I've been feeling about being in my 20s and not knowing if what I'm doing is the right thing, literally at all, not knowing if I'm in the right place in my life, if I'm on the right path, if I'm doing the right things for my career, if I should, you know, like I feel like I haven't been feeling fulfilled lately. And I've just been feeling down sort of in that aspect of my life as a result of all of those things. And it's so funny, every time I go through a period of feeling like this, I end up getting a burst of inspiration right after, like clockwork. It happens every single time. And even on a more granular level, when I'm having a really bad day and I'm feeling like I'm having kind of a mentee bee a little bit, that night, once I've decompressed and I'm just kind of trying to relax and get myself to bed so I can start over the next day, I get ideas. Some of my best ideas have come directly after feeling like I was having a mentee bee. I think that I need to remember that when I'm in the moment of not feeling great, because it genuinely happens every single time. When I'm feeling defeated, I get an idea. or I get a burst of something right after. So I'm grateful for that right now. I've been feeling inspired by things, and I have things that I want to do in my life that are kind of outside of what I'm doing right now. And it's been causing me some anxiety, I guess, a little bit, just because starting something new or just pursuing something unknown is anxiety inducing because it's unknown and I don't have experience there and I don't know if I'm gonna succeed or fail or whatever. But I actually got a comment on my video the other day that I really needed to hear. It provided me with some really great perspective. And I was also thinking about adding a new prompt to this little intro segment. And I wanna say one kind of piece of advice or like affirmation or positive thought at the beginning of every episode. So I'm gonna use this comment that I got on my video as that today because I really needed to hear this. And I don't know, I hadn't thought of it like this before, and it made me feel better, made me feel comforted. So let me find the exact comment so I can give credit. Okay, so this comment came from somebody named Julia. So shout out Julia, thank you for this. Julia said, "One thing that made me feel a little better on just going for it is realizing that time will pass no matter what. You will never waste your time on trying something. The time will pass either way." I don't know why I haven't thought of this before, but that is so freaking true. I sometimes feel afraid to start something new because I don't know if I'm going to be successful at it and I don't want to waste my time. But time is passing either way. Time is passing whether I'm doing that thing or not, whether I'm sitting around thinking about or waiting to do that thing, or I'm actually doing it. Time is passing either way. There's no such thing as wasting time. It's happening regardless. Whether I want it to or not, whether I'm doing anything with it or not, it's still passing. So I might as well try. And if in time I don't want to continue or something doesn't work out, at least I've tried. At least I've used that time pursuing something and I get new knowledge out of it. I learned something from it. I have new experience from it. But time is going to pass either way. So I've been sitting and thinking for the last few months about starting new things, and I'm like afraid to do that. So I've kind of just been sitting on these ideas and not acting on them because I don't know. I just am unsure of how they're going to go. But time is passing whether I'm acting on them or not. And I just really needed to hear that. So if any of y'all needed to hear that as well, there you go. Shout out Julia. I just, you know, that's what I love about having a community of people, because you can gain new perspectives by hearing what people have to say. And I love that a lot. I love social media and the internet so much for that. You can learn so much from people and just be exposed to perspectives that you maybe hadn't thought of before. All right, enough of the chit chat. I'm just kidding, we're going to continue chit chatting because that's what a podcast is. But in today's episode, I just wanted to talk with y'all about some of my current favorites. I used to watch YouTube videos back in the day on OG YouTube of monthly favorites, yearly favorites, current favorites, just things that people are enjoying at the moment. And I want to do that right now. I made a little list the last few days of some things that I want to cover. I've got some songs, some products, makeup and hair. I've got books, activities, things I've been enjoying doing. I think this will be fun. So let's begin with songs. So as a lot of you probably know, 1989 Taylor's Version came out last week. Was that last week? No. Halloween weekend is when that came out. Dude, what are they fucking doing outside? Anywho, 1989 Taylor's Version came out, and fun fact, 1989 is one of my favorite albums of all time, just a masterpiece of an album. So I was very excited for 1989 Taylor's Version. I would like to discuss with you my favorite songs on it. My favorite song from the OG 1989 lineup, on Taylor's version is, interestingly, You Are in Love. My favorite songs on 1999 in general are Style and Out of the Woods, I would say, and probably Clean also. But also, I love so many of them. But I've just been really loving You Are in Love off of 1999 Taylor's version lately. I don't really have anything else to say about that. I just have been really enjoying that one. And then for the Vault songs. My favorite Vault song is It Over Now? This song is about Harry Styles. I think we've all concluded pretty obviously. And I love Harry Styles. Do not get me wrong. I am a Harry. I love Harry Styles so much. I also love Taylor Swift so much. I'm a Swiftie. I'm a child of divorce. This fucking song, she read him to filth. I am so sorry. But credit, give credit where credit is due. She absolutely read him to filth. You Search in Every Model's Bed for Something Greater is crazy, but accurate. Oh my God. Like, this song is a cultural reset. It's so good. I can't stop listening to it. It's scathing. It's catchy. I love Harry. This is nothing against him. I love him. And I know this was so many years ago that him and Taylor were together. But this fucking song is so good. You just have to appreciate it. And I do. So by far, that's my favorite Vault song. It's just, I can't get over it. I can't stop listening to it. Okay. Aside from Taylor Swift, which honestly, I haven't been listening to much besides Taylor Swift in the last few months. I mean, there's so much material that I can listen to, and most of my favorite songs of all time are probably Taylor. But as of late, I've also been really loving Christmas music. Is it too early? I don't think so. That's a big debate. What do y'all think? Do you think that it's too early, the beginning of November, to start listening to Christmas music and decorating for Christmas and stuff? I haven't decorated for Christmas yet because my Christmas decorations for my apartment are at my parents' house, and I think they're going to bring them up with them in a couple weeks when they visit, but I don't have them in my possession right now, or else I definitely would have put my tree up on November 1st. Like, I don't think there's ever such thing as too early to do something that you enjoy. It's not bothering anyone else if you decorate your house for Christmas on November 1st or you start listening to Christmas music. If that's what brings you joy and that's what gets you excited for the season and gets you through seasonal depression, why not? Ugh, it just is making me so excited for the season. And I, the last few years, have not felt Christmassy at fucking all. The holiday cheer, I try so hard to grasp the holiday cheer and really feel it, but I just have felt so detached from it these last, honestly, so like few years. And I know that it's different when you are an adult and compared to when you were a kid. When I was a kid, Christmas was the most magical time of the year, and it honestly still is, but just you lose some of that magic as you grow up, which is sad. It's just reality. And I feel like I'm probably not going to feel as Christmassy and cheery as I did when I was younger until I have a family of my own and I get to be Santa for my kids. I think that I'm so excited for that. Just the thought of that makes me so happy, because I know how much as a child I loved it and I appreciated everything that my parents did for the holiday season to bring, like, give us that holiday cheer. But anyway, my point is that I just haven't felt the holiday cheer in a long time. And I really want to this year. That's my biggest intention for this next couple months, this holiday season, is to be as present as humanly possible and live in the moment instead of live through my phone, and just try to feel and soak up as much of the family time and just the excitement and the fun and the joy of the season as I possibly can. And for me right now, that means listening to Christmas music at the beginning of November, and it is making me happy. So that's one of my favorites right now. That's all I've got for songs, because genuinely all I've been listening to is Taylor Swift and Christmas music, which sometimes are the same thing, because Taylor Swift's Last Christmas, ugh, amazing rendition. Okay, moving on. I've got some products I want to talk about. Hair products, first of all. I was sent a PR package from Kérastase, the hair brand, and oh my God, am I grateful. They sent me so much stuff and I've gotten to try out so many new products for my hair. They all smell fucking amazing, first of all. This is not sponsored, but they did send me some things to try out. And I want to talk about two of the items that I've been loving the most. First of all, their dry shampoo. Bitch, this dry shampoo is crazy. I have been using the Batiste dry shampoo for literally my entire life. And I never really stray because I like the Batiste shampoo and I didn't think that there was something better out there. But I have been using this Kérastase dry shampoo. First of all, it smells delectable. Second of all, I am obsessed with the way that it feels in my hair. It doesn't feel heavy at all. It doesn't feel like it's adding any type of like residue to my hair, whereas the Batiste definitely feels like that. Honestly, like it feels like I've got dust in my hair almost, which I was okay with because it does what it needs to do. But this Kérastase lately has been doing what it needs to do without making my hair feel weighed down and dusty. It's awesome. My hair gets oily really quickly and I try not to wash my hair more than like once or twice a week, usually. And I've been loving this. Which leads me to my next thing, the Kérastase Elixir Ultime. It's in like a yellow, goldish looking bottle. It's an oil treatment type of thing. I have been using this like freaking crazy. I put it on my hair right after I get out of the shower, and then I have like this whole blow dry. I have so many products that I put in my hair when I'm blow drying it to make it not frizzy and feel good and shiny and whatever. I've been putting this stuff in my hair when my hair is wet, when I get out of the shower. And I've also been putting it in my hair when it's dry, and it's been a couple days since I've washed my hair. My roots will get super oily, which is why the dry shampoo is great. But then my ends get super dry. So that's lovely. So I've been putting this stuff in my hair when it's dry too on the ends, and it just makes it feel renewed is the best way I can describe it. I will sometimes just put a shit ton of it. If my hair is super, super dry at the ends, I'll put a shit ton of it in at night and I'll just leave it overnight to kind of soak up. And then the next morning, my hair feels so much better. Or I'll just put it in a little bit during the day and it makes my hair obviously shiny and it just looks less dead and dry. Like revives it a little bit, brings back to life a little bit. So I've been using these two products lately in tandem for my in-between hair wash days and I'm obsessed. The Elixir Ultime smells amazing as well. Like everything just smells so freaking good. And I love a smelling good hair product. I don't love a smelling good skin product because my skin is acne prone and I cannot have anything with added fragrance. And also, what the fuck do I need my face to smell like something for? It's just, I don't need that. But my hair, on the other hand, give me all of that. I love it. All right, that's it for hair. Now I have a few makeup products that I must discuss with you. First, the e.l.f. Halo Glow. What is this shit called? Hold on, let me look at it. e.l.f. Halo Glow Liquid Filter. This is widely known, I believe, as the dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury, what is that shit called? Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. That's what I thought. I've never actually tried the Charlotte Tilbury one. I've heard so much about it, and every time I've gone to the store to pick it up and try it, they've just always been sold out in my shade. So when I went to Target a few months ago and I browsed the makeup section, I remembered that I've seen all over the internet that this e.l.f. product is supposed to be similar. So I picked it up because I actually had one left in my shade for friggin' once. And I've been using it the past several months and I love it. I love it. It's amazing. It's kind of like light coverage, but it just adds, it makes my skin look so nice. And I mix it with my Drunk Elephant bronzing drops. I mix it on my hand and then I will use like my beauty blender thing to put it onto my skin. But I just love the finish that it gives. And it's very glowy. Obviously, it's called Halo Glow, Glow Booster for Radiant Skin. So I'll put it on. I'll look like a freshly buttered Texas Roadhouse roll. And then I'll take my Laura Mercier translucent setting powder and I'll set the points of my face that I set like under my eyes, my T-zone, and then it'll kind of tone down the glowiness of this product. But I think it does it in a way that balances out so perfectly. So I still have glow and my skin looks radiant and all that, but it's not full Texas Roadhouse roll, you know what I mean? But anyway, I've been loving this product. It's, I think it's like $14 or something at Target compared to, and that was Target in New York. So compared to the full-size Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter is $49. And this e.l.f. one's 14 or around that, depending on where you live. So I think it's great. I love it. If you've been thinking about trying it, let this be your sign. I think it's light. I use the shade 3, light medium. And I love it. So there's that. Another e.l.f. product that I decided to try out because I've heard good things about it on the internet is the e.l.f. Brow Lift. I have been looking for products that will quite literally super glue my eyebrows to my face so that they do not budge at all. And I want to get that like soap brow look or whatever the fuck it's called. Almost like my brows have been laminated, but with these products. So I bought the e.l.f. Brow Lift and I bought the e.l.f. Brow Lift applicator, little brush thingy. So it has the spoolie brush on one side and then on the other side, this thing that looks like a spatula almost to glue my eyebrows basically to my face. And I have been loving this product. I also talked about in a past episode the Patrick Ta Major Brow Elimination Gel. This shit is super glue for your eyebrows. I love this one as well. I go back and forth between using both of these things, the Patrick Ta and the e.l.f. brow products. So the Patrick Ta is another one that's one of my favorites. It's since I found this product, my eyebrows do not move. They are glued onto my face. And I needed that because before, I feel like they would just look an absolute mess and would just kind of be all over the place and like look so messy. But since I've found both of these products, my eyebrows have actually looked good. Like not even to toot my own horn, but I've been so, and I've gotten compliments on them lately. So yeah, take that for what you will. I use the Patrick Ta when I'm going out and I need like a legitimate super glue moment. But for my casual everyday, I love the e.l.f. Brow Lift. It also keeps my brows in check. And I feel like it just looks so, I don't know, I love it. And it's affordable. And I love the e.l.f. Brow Lift applicator brush spatula combination thingy too. I think that's honestly essential for this because I put it on with the spoolie part. And then you have to use the spatula to like smooth it down to your face to like make it stay and give it that lamination. It literally looks like you got your brows laminated, but you did it yourself. For, I don't know how much this even was, probably $10 for both of these things at the drugstore. So I've been loving both of those. And then another product that I have had for years. I've been using this product for years and I've been loving it for years, but for some reason I forgot about it the last few months, but I rediscovered it, quote unquote. I started using it again recently and I'm like, why the fuck did I ever stop? This is one of my favorite products ever. So I'm going to mention it. It is the Tarte Breezy Cream Blush. This is by far, and I've tried a lot of cream and liquid blushes. This is by far the best cream blush I have ever tried, I've ever put on. I love the way that it looks. I love the finish. My favorite shade is Pink Sky. It's just the absolute best cream blush I've ever tried. Best in my opinion. It's perfect. I apply it with my fingers. It melts on my skin so beautifully. It blends so beautifully. And I just love the finish. I love everything about it. And then my last makeup product is one that I've also been raving about on every platform lately because I feel like I've found the solution to a years-long issue that I've been having, which is mascara. I usually fucking hate wearing mascara because it just smudges all over my face. Like, even waterproof, quote-unquote, mascara will transfer to, like, below my eyes, or it'll run, or it'll end up by the end of when I'm wearing it, the end of the day or the end of the night, it'll end up smudged and I look like a raccoon, which I hate and I don't want that. But I have found a mascara, and not necessarily found, this was sent to me in PR by YSL, and I have thanked them every single day for it because it's changed my life. It is the YSL Lash Clash Mascara. This shit is the real fucking deal. I love the applicator. I love the way that it looks on my lashes. I think it slays. I think it makes them look so full and just good. But I more so love the fact that it does not fucking smudge. Oh my God, I never thought I'd fucking see the day. I never thought I would find a single product to put on my eyelashes that would not transfer and make me look like a raccoon. But this one does not do that. Oh my God, it's amazing. I could cry. It's the greatest mascara I've tried. And I, full transparency, they did send me this. But when I run out of it, I'm purchasing more. I will never stop using this mascara. It's that good. So if you have a similar issue as me and you hate wearing mascara because it without fail transfers or smudges or runs or whatever, maybe give this one a try if they have like a mini size type of one. It's just, it's worth a try because it has worked wonders for me and has genuinely solved that issue that I've been having. And I can't say enough good things about it. Coffee break. I feel like an Energizer bunny right now, y'all. This is amazing. All right, moving right along. Two more categories. Next, I want to talk about my favorite books. You probably are already going to guess what the hell books I'm going to talk about because I've mentioned all three of these in the last few podcast episodes, but I have to talk about them again. I just have to. First of all, the ACOTAR series, A Court of Thorns and Roses series. I'm currently on book three. What is book three even called? I know the second one is Mist and Fury. Fucking loved that book. Loved. I talked about before, I think, that the first book, A Court of Thorns and Roses, it took me a second to get into because it was a whole new world and it was very detailed and just there was a lot going on and different types of creatures, I guess, that I was trying to envision. But I think like probably halfway through the book, maybe not halfway, 30 to 40% of the way, I started kind of getting a grasp on what was happening and was really interested in the storyline and all of that and the characters. And then shit got crazy fast. So I jumped right into the second book after I finished the first one. And I loved it. I wasted no time. It was so good. I was fully invested. I loved the storyline of the second book so much. Now I'm on the third and I've loved what I've read so far. I think I'm about 20% of the way into the book. It is A Court of Wings and Ruin is the third book. So that's the one I'm currently on. And then after that, there's A Court of Frost and Starlight and A Court of Silver Flames. I think that she's still writing these books. So this isn't even the complete series. But anyway, I've just really been loving. I've been loving this series so much. I love the overall, like, overarching storyline. And even more so than that, I'm obsessed with the romance. I'm obsessed with it. I'm such a romance girly. I just prefer when books have a romance element in addition to a plot. But I also love a little romance book that the romance is the entire plot. I love that too. I eat that shit up. I'm not even gonna lie. But I love that ACOTAR has both. It has such a complex and interesting plot line just overall with the story of what's happening in this universe. But also the romance plot line is just, oh, it's so good. I eat that shit up. I love it. So that's one of my faves. Next is the Empyrean series, which is Fourth Wing. How many times am I going to talk about Fourth Wing? Take a shot every time I talk about Fourth Wing. Maybe don't, actually. The series is called Empyrean. Fourth Wing was the first book. I think there's going to be five total, which don't even talk to me about that. I'm so excited. It's not even funny. The second book is Iron Flame. That actually literally dropped today when this episode goes live. I pre-ordered it on Amazon. It's not actually supposed to come the day that it's released, which is very upsetting to me. It was supposed to, and then I got a notification that was pushed back for some odd reason. But I am so excited to read the second book in this series because Fourth Wing, as I've talked about before, is the first fantasy book that I've read in such a long time. I read that like a month or so ago, and I have not shut up about it since. I haven't stopped thinking about it since. It threw me directly back into the fantasy genre. Honestly, I haven't read fantasy since I was younger when I read literal Twilight and like Percy Jackson. Since then, I just have not dipped a toe back into it. And Fourth Wing absolutely catapulted me back into this entire genre, which has then led me to read ACOTAR. And there's so many more books I'm so excited to read and so many more series. But Fourth Wing is the one that started it all. And I'm so beyond fucking excited to read the second book. I'm scared a little bit just because the first one was so good and my expectations are so high, but I'm excited to see where the storyline goes and what happens with the characters and all that. And I'm excited to see where the romance continues on and just, yeah. So I love that a lot. Very excited to read the second book. And then another book I wanted to mention is Ninth House. I finished Ninth House last week. It's another fantasy, like dark academia vibe book. And that one took me so long to not necessarily get into, but to understand, because it was genuinely so confusing. There's so many characters, so many names of things to know, and so many intricacies that I felt like I was so confused. And I was like, what the actual fuck is going on? And also the way that it's written, it jumps back and forth in time. So I'm like, okay, I have to keep the timeline straight too. So I was spending, I feel like, at least half of the book trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. But then by the end, once I actually had a grasp of what was happening, I couldn't stop reading. And there's a second book to this that I think is called Hell Bent or something. I think I bought it on my Kindle like right after. No, I didn't. Wait, yes, I did. I'm confused. Did I? I have the physical copy of Ninth House. So I kind of want to get the physical copy of Hellbent because I really love having physical copies, but also, I don't know. But anyway, so I read Ninth House and I really, really liked it eventually after I figured out what was happening. I was interested the whole time, but I was confused. I have to know what the fuck is happening. They left it on such a good kind of cliffhanger-ish thing that segues right into the next book. And I'm so interested in where the storyline goes in the second book. So that's another book that I want to read soon. I have so many books that I'm reading at the same time. I've got the ACOTAR series. I've got Iron Flame coming in the mail. And I want to read the sequel to Ninth House. And I'm also reading a little romance book right now because I wanted a palate cleanser for a second from all the intense stuff I've been reading. Not that it just requires brain power sometimes. And I sometimes just want a book that feels like I don't have to use any brain power, and it's just kind of a warm hug, and I love it for that. So I'm reading When in Rome by Sarah Adams right now as my palate cleanser book, and I love it. I've just been feeling, as I said earlier, very down and just not sure, like very unsure of everything. I was having an early quarter life crisis, and I wanted to read something that just made me happy and was purely fun and love and easy. So I started that book and I really am enjoying it. I think I'm about halfway in, and it's just been so nice to end my days reading that book before bed. It's a sweet little rom-com sort of book set in a small town, grumpy sunshine. I love it. It's really sweet. Okay, that's all for books. I love reading lately. That actually takes me directly into my next and final category, which is my favorite activities lately. Obviously, the first one is reading. There's nothing that makes me happier, genuinely, than after I've done my night routine. I've done Charlie's night routine, my cat. Yes, she has a night routine. I have chores and whatnot that I do for her at night. Nothing makes me happier than turning my lights down, getting in bed, opening up a book, and then Charlie will usually jump up on my bed and like lay with me and reading my book before bed. There is nothing that makes me happier. If all else fails, I have that to look forward to at the end of the day. And it just brings me the most pure joy. I can't even explain the feeling that I have in my chest. Like my heart feels warm when I'm cuddled up in bed under my blankets and stuff with Charlie and a book to end the day. It's just the most, I love it. I have been feeling so fulfilled in that aspect just reading lately. Like I love to spend any free time I have reading. Not online, not scrolling on social media, but reading. It just makes me so happy. It gets me off of my phone. It gets me out of my own head, and it immerses me into a completely different world, and just, I love it. I love everything about it. It makes me so happy. It feels so cozy, and reading just feels like a hug, a warm hug to me. So I've just been so obsessed with reading lately, especially as it gets colder outside. It just feels so good to cuddle up and get warm and cozy with a book. Nothing makes me freaking happier at all. Literally nothing makes me happier than that right now. So that's my favorite activity as of late. And I do not foresee that changing anytime soon because I have so many books that I want to read. So I'm just going to continue jumping into all of them, and I'm so excited about it. And then the second thing that I wrote down that is so specific on my activities, favorite activities list, is watching old holiday / Vlogmas YouTube videos. Again, going along with my listening to Christmas music a lot, I have been so obsessed with going back and watching old Vlogmas videos on YouTube that people have done in past years to put me into the holiday spirit. It makes me feel so warm and cozy watching Vlogmas videos or just like Christmas themed, holiday themed videos in general. Those are some of my absolute favorite videos on YouTube in the first place because I love the holiday season so much and I love YouTube so much and I love when people make YouTube videos about the holiday season. It's just so many of my favorite things in one, and it makes me feel so happy and warm and cozy and amazing. But especially the last week, since it has become December, and also while I've been feeling kind of down and not sure what I want to do with my content or my career as a whole or my life, to get super big picture, I guess, I have been watching old Vlogmas videos, and it has genuinely re-inspired me, and it has just made me so happy. And I've honestly gotten some ideas that I'm excited for my own videos this upcoming holiday season. So that's something I've really been loving. Whenever I'm doing literally anything, any task that is kind of mindless, like making food or cleaning or putting away clothes or whatever, I love to put on a YouTube video or a podcast. And lately my go-tos have been old Vlogmas videos. And I've just been feeling so excited to turn them on, and they make me happy. And I love the music, and I love the colors, and I love the decorations, and I just love everything about it. And it's just been bringing me so much joy. So definitely one of my favorite activities lately. And that is actually the last thing that I have on my list, which is good because I've been talking for a very long time. Once I cut this down, it probably won't be as long as I'm seeing right now as I'm recording. It's been like an hour. I can usually cut things down because I take a lot of pauses and mess up when I'm speaking. So it probably won't be quite an hour, but it'll probably still be close to an hour because I had so much to say. But I actually really love this episode. I had so much fun recording this and just chatting, and I feel really good and excited. And I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode as well. Let me know if I should do more of these in the future. Current favorites when I get new favorite things to talk about, but I just had a lot of fun recording this, so I hope you had fun listening. That is going to be it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Digital Diary with me, Hannah Elise. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. I hope you'll have an amazing rest of the week. Bye.